Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
As we continue with the cut sheet, because you've got 37,000 clips.
I got, we'll get back to Barron Trump in a minute. I just want to keep going here with some of the Trump executive orders. He was asked last night about tariffs. This is cut 28, Phil. He's talking about putting tariffs on Mexico and Canada. Cut 28, roll it.
It's bad precedent, obviously.
Where are you thinking on tariffs on Mexico, given these actions you're signing on the border?
Well, we're thinking in terms of 25% on Mexico and Canada because they're allowing vast numbers of people. Canada's a very bad abuser also. Vast numbers of people to come in and fentanyl to come in.
When do you think you would enact those?
I think February 1st.
Are you planning on getting notes of that?
I think we'll do it February 1st.
25% on both, sir.
Sir, on each.
On each, yes.
This is an...
You know, you read and watch and listen so many people comment on the concept of tariffs. And then I think there's another clip floating around out there where, you know, he didn't really walk back the element or the notion of the tariffs and the percentages, but he did. It almost seemed like he was using it as a way to, you know, strong arm these other countries to get what they want, almost as a negotiating ploy, which I think a lot of people would be totally fine with. But then you have some of the economists out there that they talk about too many tariffs and for too long and how it, you know, adversely affects what you're intending to do. So we'll see how it plays out. But the main thing to me is with the whole fentanyl thing, if that can prevent the flow of fentanyl into this country and killing innocent people, I am all for that.
He started signing executive orders yesterday, I believe, at one of the rallies or something like that. He was at, because he was on stage when he was doing it, of course. So let's go through a couple of those. I know you went through a couple of those this morning, or earlier this morning. Let's start here with cut 31, Phil, where he says that he signs a requirement that all federal workers return to the office. I can't believe we need an executive order on this, but roll it.
Sir, the next item, as you announced in your speech, is a requirement that federal workers return to full-time in-person work immediately.
Yeah! Yeah!
Harry, get your fat ass out of the couch! You're going to vote for Trump today, Harry.
Harry, get your fat ass off of the couch. You're not voting for Trump. You already did that. Get your you-know-what back to work. You know, COVID created this concept. Bosses continued to allow it to happen, and employees took advantage of it. You sent us a story last week, Stocker, that we never got to, but I believe it was something of the headline being congressional staffers now advocating for 32-hour work weeks.
Yep.
No. So you're going to work 5 days a week. You're going to work 40 hours a week. And I get it. There are some professions, and we've talked about this a lot. There are some professions where, like, you're a salesperson. You're not supposed to be in the office. If you're at your desk, you're in the office. You're probably not doing a good job in hitting your quota. So I get all of that. But there are so many people that abuse the system. And when we talk about the federal government, it's our money that funds this. This isn't like, you know, Odyssey allowing people or another private company or a public company. But when you talk about the government, I want my money to go to the umpteenth degree. So that means get back to work. Because I gave the number earlier in the show. there's like 95% of federal buildings that we are funding as taxpayers that they are paying monthly lease payments
that are empty,
that are just collecting dust.
Look, I don't know if we need an executive order on this. I feel like if a company, now the government's a different thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like if you're getting your job done, I don't care where you work from. Like, what does it matter? You know what I mean? Like we're in the age of technology. You talk about TikTok. We talk about all this stuff. Yet we're still in the antiquated thought system that we need to, you know,
everybody
needs to be there from 8 to 5 or 9 to 6 or, you know, whatever it is. Things change. And if you can get if you're good at what you do and you can get it done from your couch, I'm fine with it.
Okay, so let's put that to the test here. My wife and I will be getting our home this summer. It'll be about 5 minutes further in all likelihood, maybe 5 to 10 minutes longer of a drive. Am I able to, in the day of technology stalker, can I start doing the Monday and Friday Kale and Company from my basement?
Yes.
I run and take the quick potty break and
look,
I come back to like
yes. Look, I have
Kale and Company from their kitchen tables.
I have an afternoon guy who does the show from his studio at home a lot of times. It doesn't matter. Like if you produce results, I don't care where you do the show from.
I just
like it. Yeah. Look, any show I'm involved in, like personally on, I want everybody here because
I actually like coming in.
I think we work better together like this. So that's my only thing is that I would prefer. Now, look, if either of you said to me, hey, you know, because of this situation, I need to do this, you know, we would discuss it. But I like being here. I like the three of us being together. It just makes for a better radio show.
I hated doing radio from my basement in 2015.
Oh, it sucks. It sucks.
I really felt so detached from society.
Yeah.
I think I've said this story in the past before when I did satellite 10 years ago for a brief period. I sent my wife a picture message of me at the top of the steps going down to the basement. And I said, traffic is pretty clear today. Schuylkill's wide open. I should be there any moment. And then after 10 days, I'm like, I kind of miss the Schuylkill.
Yes. Yeah.
I really do.
Let's talk about the executive order he signed that federal government to restore and protect free speech. This is cut 32. Roll it.
This next item is a directive to the federal government ordering the restoration of freedom of speech and preventing government censorship of free speech going forward.
He couldn't sign it fast enough.
The ultimate showman. He loves doing this on stage with people applauding him with a guy saying, sir, this is the next thing you need to sign.
Yep.
Just like The Apprentice.
He just handed over the menu. Now he's looking at the wine menu. Hand me the next black briefcase here. What do we have in this box? All right, I'll sign that. And, you know, the ultimate thing is, with all of the, as Jake Tapper says, the tech bros lining up. Remember, Trump was so you talk about being in a dire straits to sign that piece of paper right there. He was deplatformed from damn near everything 3 years ago, right?
Yep.
I mean, he was off of everything, which led to the creation of Truth Social.
Let's just keep going down the line here, Phil. Go to cut 33.
Next, we have a directive to every department and agency in the federal government to address the cost of living crisis that has cost Americans so dearly.
I mentioned this in the Big Take, and also at 6:30, you talk about his national energy emergency that he declared. You might as well just lump that in there, you know, the cost of living crisis, because once energy prices, you know, hopefully come down, you will see it, you know, in every facet of your life, that the gas pump, heating, cooling, groceries, you know, you name it. But, I mean, and that's the thing I think ultimately at the end of the day. That's why Trump won the election and Biden lost. And there's obviously a ton of reasons, but nothing bigger than when they tried to tell us, well, the stock market hits record highs. The economy is, but you know what? If you're not feeling it, you're not feeling it. And when you're paying 22% more for this, 31% more for that, air travel, daycare, groceries, going to cost you.
All right, 34, go.
Lastly, sir, before we go back to the Oval Office to sign a large number of other items, is a directive to the federal government ending the weaponization of government against the political adversaries of the previous administration, as we've seen. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
We call that the American Jack Executive Act. That's what I've dubbed it.
Let's see here. What should I do?
By the way, do you think he was getting writer's cramp at some point? I would have just had a rubber stamp out.
I think he never tires of signing his name, to be honest with you.
And I think he never tires of, in fact, just being in the public eye. You saw pictures throughout the day of, you know, people like kind of, you know, taking a relaxing moment, or they're, if they had kids with them, falling asleep. They went all day through the, you know, it was nonstop throughout the day. And to your point, he never indicated that he was tired.
No, well, why would he be? He's got the Diet Coke button back at his desk. You start to get a little sluggish, kaboom.
We talked a lot this morning about the last minute pardons that Joe Biden did for his family. CNN's John King said this yesterday about that. This is cut 13, Phil. I know you have a lot here, buddy. You're doing a great job. Cut 13, go.
It's just unseemly. If you're going to do it, have the courage to do it in the light of day and explain it to the American people. It's a stain on his legacy to do it like this.
Wow.
Wow.
John King from downtown.
John King hasn't taken a shot like that since divorce court with Dana Bash. Wow.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, look, this was, and Dawn, you said it earlier in the show, this was minutes before the official inauguration at noon, correct?
Yes, so he had to do it before the signing in, right? Because it's the last seconds of the Biden presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But then you heard Trump in that earlier clip that Greg played. So Trump and the Trump people, they didn't even know about it. They weren't notified until, I'm trying to look at the timeline, but they weren't notified until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Here's a little montage put together by our friends at Gravian, I think, or maybe Washington Free Beacon. I'm not sure. In 2020, the mainstream media, I give John King credit for that. But in 2020, the mainstream media they hated the pardons. They hated the pardons, the preemptive pardons.
Mm-hmm.
They were all over it. I'm guessing their mom, aside from John King, now roll just a little bit of this, Phil, if you will.
Have you ever heard of somebody getting a preemptive pardon
who's no.
innocent of all crime? Who's just an innocent person? Have you ever heard of that? Just somebody getting a blanket pardon and they're an innocent person?
But no, it's the president's own family. It's people that have been covering up for the president in addition to his own family.
Is there an innocent explanation for someone to seek preemptive pardons for family members? Would you do that if you knew you were innocent and just worried about outside forces?
The answer to that is going to be no. If you haven't done anything wrong, you sit there and go, what do you need a preemptive pardon for?
If he pardons people preemptively, he's essentially telling the public that these people have committed crimes.
Mm.
And we may not be aware of what they are, but the pardon is clear evidence that crimes have been committed.
Got it?
If he decides to issue.
Oh, there's the COVID tracker. Oh, I missed that.
In a way that he's protecting his family and protecting their reputations from, you know, villainous exterior forces that are against him.
First off, we should just take a deep breath and acknowledge the audacity of a president who's so clearly concerned about his own criminal culpability and that of his family members that pardons are a major obsession with him.
The idea of a kind of prospective pardon, this sort of permanent federal get out of jail free card. That seems to be what we're talking about in the case of this, right, with Giuliani and his three eldest children who, as far as we know, have not been convicted of a crime. Maybe they've committed a lot. and they don't want to face action. I don't know. It's weird. I wouldn't ask for a pardon. I don't think I deserve one because I don't think I've done anything criminal. But like, where does that come from? That concept you can just kind of wave your magic pardon wand.
We have to.
There you go. Just a little bit of that.
Doesn't age well, does it?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
No. And, you know, I think the real big takeaway from this.
It's why people hate the media. Yes. It's just the worst.
But in this day and age of social media and the internet, I know the internet's not a new concept, but with sites out there that keep receipts, this is why the mainstream media is being exposed and dying.
Look, I'm going to say something that I'm sure a lot of people are going to disagree with. I agree with everything those people were saying in that clip.
Okay.
But just be consistent.
Okay.
Now too.
That's fine. Fine. You know, we're going to live in a world where nobody's above the law, which is what we always have jammed down our gullets at every turn, then give me consistency across the board, or, you know, let's just not allow any of these people to get away with what they get away with. I mean, you can't preach from the soapbox and then be totally quiet the next day when your guy or your gal does it.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker struggled to justify Biden pardoning his family. He tried. He tried very hard. He was on with Caitlin Collins last night. This has got 38. Phil, go. No, that's me.
Can I ask you, because on that point, I want to get you to respond to this, because what I'm already hearing from people who work for Trump and are his allies is that there's really no leg for the Democrats don't have a leg to stand on, because President Biden leaving today, you know, issued a raft of pardons, including for his own family members and his sister and his brothers and their spouses. And then also for an activist, an elderly activist who is convicted of killing two FBI agents. Chris Wray did not even want him to commute that sentence that President Biden did today. They say that that doesn't give Democrats an argument here to criticize these pardons. What is your response to that?
I mean, I think that's the mistake we're seeing now, is people trying to reduce this to tribalism. This is not about Democrat or Republican. You know, Joe Biden pardoned a lot of people. Yeah, he should answer for that and explain what he did and his reasoning. But the people he pardoned, his family members, did not, before the naked public eye, beat police officers, try to overthrow our government, lead to the death of police officers, and have injuries, scars, both visible and invisible, on police officers that are still affecting their lives today. This is not about left or right in our country. We can't just say this is a tit for tat, or their side did it, so my side can do it. No, this is about the values and principles that we should all be looking to uphold, the institutions of our government themselves.
See, he tries to.
Yeah. No, this is about Hunter Biden traveling the globe, using the Biden last name in multiple settings to make millions upon millions of dollars and be on certain boards and intimidate prosecutors like Shokin. And then James Biden comes along and other Biden family members, and they're getting checks for $40,000 and $10,000. Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's tribalism, though.
Speaking of tit for tat, Fox News Sunday. I wanted to get to this yesterday. I couldn't believe this was real. I wanted to get to this yesterday, but we had a lot going on.
I love this.
They talked to Dave McCormick, Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick. You have to get over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, if you want to see this. I obviously understand if you cannot. Nick can do the best job he can describing it. Now, let me give you the parameters here, my friend.
Am I allowed to say what's on the screen?
No.
Okay.
No, because the FCC will yell at us.
Okay. And by the way, it's unacceptable if you can't get over to YouTube. I'm going to sign an executive order. This, to me, if you enjoy the sophomoric humor of this program, this is a must see.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHG, where, by the way, you can hit the like and subscribe button. It's all free. Please do it. You can't spell it either, Nick Kale. So do the best job you can. Maybe Dawn can help you out too, describing what you see here on the screen. Roll it. Cut one, Phil. Sorry.
Here we go.
Yeah, just cut one.
Fox Sunday.
That was my fault.
Cut one, Fox Sunday.
This morning about TikTok going dark. There are millions of people very upset, distraught about this across the country. But there are many people, including the bipartisan group of lawmakers who passed this, who said there is a real national...
Freeze it.
All right, freeze.
Fox News Sunday with Shannon Bream, exclusive. To your left is Dave McCormick.
Yeah.
To your right, with a massive coffee mug and a laptop, Shannon Bream, and right above exclusive with the white backdrop and the blue lettering, it's supposed to say TikTok, shuts down in the U.S., but it does not say TikTok.
Spell it.
Oh, I can't spell
no,
it?
No, I just had to dump you.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You can't spell it. Okay.
You can't spell
so,
it?
Well, here, no.
Even if you have one
yeah.
or
yes.
two?
No, yeah, okay. yes.
Or three.
The FCC
or
tells.
Or small or big.
I think there should be an executive order. If you have
now, Phil, put it back up. Back,
two
put
of
it back
those,
up.
You get to say it.
You don't have to.
Freeze it. All right. So I will actually, since we can't actually read it or say it or spell it or anything like that, I'm going to put my detective hat on here. I did not know this because she's a Democrat, but apparently Sherelle Parker works for Fox News. Because as we have established on the show, Sherelle Parker and many others cannot spell Eagles, which is spelled E-A-G-L-E-S, not this.
E-L-G-S-E-L-E-S!
Which was the fan at a bar about a year ago around this time on Fox 29, which went viral for spelling Eagles, E-L-G-S-E-L-S. And then Sherelle Parker yesterday. Do we have Sherelle Parker, or would that be like too hard to pull up? If so, I don't need to go to it.
Let me hear you all say E-L-E-S-E-L-S. Eagles!
So,
let's go, Bird!
Yes. And Sherelle, in the world of expensive economies and side hustles,
yeah.
she's the new graphics designer for Fox and Friends on Sunday.
It would be the T word for boob, and it would be the C word, but spelled with a K for a male member.
Yes.
That's the easiest way to say it. Well, instead of TikTok.
But if we didn't live in this absurd world, we'd be able to say it.
It's really, they spelled TikTok correctly, except... They go T-I blank.
Well, that's like the Progressive commercial where the fans are lined up with their chest painted West Virginia and it's spelled stew. It's like, no, it's you got the S and the T wrong. It's not the right order.
Somebody said on the YouTube chat, please grow up. I'm like, yeah. But if you're not laughing at this, snickering at this, you have no sense of
humor. I mean, it's funny.
It is. It's hysterical. Do you think the whoever writes the Chiron did that on purpose?
Yes. No.
No.
No, and they got in big trouble.
I would.
That's embarrassing.
I would do that as an intern and get whacked.
And I also think Shannon Bream, who's a very straight-laced Christian, was very upset about it.
The CBS host during the inauguration yesterday complained that, we'll let Gail King explain. This is cut six, Phil, if you will. Cut six. I know I'm all over the place here.
Guys, I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color. Does anybody else besides me observe that?
Freeze it. Freeze. Like the temperature outside.
It's hard. It's hard for him to do it.
I know.
That quickly, dude.
Here we go. So let's, in CBS, let's follow along. Let's count the people of color. If you're watching on YouTube, in the front right, I have an African-American man, black jacket, red tie, maybe a red vest underneath. And then I have on that same side behind somebody that looks like they're wearing like a graduate Asian cap, a black man who kind of resembles Morgan Freeman, the gray beard, the gray hair. Mm-hmm. Over to the left, I've got, who's that, Corey? I think that's Corey Booker. In the back left here in the corner, another lady with very curly hair. I mean, who actually, on any aspect of their life, when they arrive in front of the masses, whether it's a performance on Broadway, it's an Applebee's on a Tuesday night, it's in a conference room at work, do you count out the races, religions, or genders? I don't know a single human being that does that. This is CBS?
CBS.
I would have figured that would have been like an MSNBC nighttime Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid slop fest. CBS in the daytime.
Since I have everybody over here on the YouTube chat or on the YouTube video because of they wanted to see our sophomoric Chiron misspelling, let's also look at Mark Zuckerberg, who was had to take a peek at Linda Sanchez, who's Jeff Bezos' wife. Well, she had on. Let me ask you this, Dawn, before we, because it's just a video or it's just a still shot.
And her name is what? Lauren Sanchez, right?
Linda or Lauren?
The TikToks are fake.
What is she? I mean, she has a white. Mm-hmm. Put it up there, Phil. It's just a screen grab. So she has a white blouse on, but like a bra underneath it.
It looks like to me
lingerie.
It looks like a beautiful white blazer, but it looks like underneath the blazer, it looks not even like a, it's not even a bustier. It looks like a regular bra. To your point, you know what I mean? Some people
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
I know.
Do we have the
look
video?
Look at all these men looking.
The video is
like,
amazing.
Guys, you know, for $12,000, you could, or $15,000 or whatever she paid, you could have those too. You could look at your own.
This is not deep fake or cheap fake. This is, I mean, Zuckerberger was straight up trying to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Not just him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the question. Who's more inappropriate?
Is that Jeffries? Who's the guy behind it? I can't see because it's blurry.
Damn, that's what you get at Amazon?
Basically, all the men in the thing are, and there's even a guy, and I can't see who it is, that's behind a, like a bald guy to her left.
Not, which
they're
is not
all
Bezos.
Looking.
Yeah. Tom Walsh brings up a good point. If you notice the guy behind her, it's a man of color.
Okay. So CBS probably didn't note that.
But, all right, look, you know, she's a little inappropriate to wear at the inauguration.
Well, I was going to ask, can we do a YouTube poll? More inappropriate attire, John Fetterman in hoodie and shorts, or Lauren Sanchez showing off?
Sir, for those people that didn't see it or hear it when we discussed it earlier, Phil, do you have Fetterman? Yeah, Fetterman from earlier, that was, I don't remember what cut that was. It's cut 11. It's cut 11 if you have it.
Wearing the hoodie, the Carhartt. Which, by the way, if you're Carhartt.
There he goes.
Looks like he just came out of a Planet Fitness.
Yeah. So, more inappropriate attire, John Fetterman or Linda Lauren Sanchez,
Lauren Sanchez.
Bezos is honey pie.
Yeah. By the way, could we put the side button? Because we can maneuver all these boxes around.
I don't know if we can do
that. I would love to have the still shot of Lauren Sanchez on the right and then that TikTok headline on the left from Shannon Bream.
Stop. Stop. I see what you did there.
The bummer is, so we're so grateful to Jim Worthington for for... Even though he wasn't there, he was actually on the dais. He was there for the big inaugural, huge Trump supporter, while we were at his Newton Athletic Club. But Dom Giordano said yesterday that that Mr. Worthington's wife, he couldn't bring his wife or a family member. And so to me, I just think,
all the tech guys brought their...
Yeah, like, come on already. Like, it's not even... And this is a wedding thing because we've had these debates at weddings in our family.
Yep.
Lauren Sanchez is his fiance, not his wife.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Elon Musk, did he have a date? Because he's not married.
I don't know. He's got like 30 kids from 17 moms.
But the women that they're bringing are not baby mamas and they're not their wife. So I'm just saying, I think Jim Worthington should be able to bring his, you know what I mean, his wife.
The poll right now is up on YouTube. More inappropriate, John Fetterman or Lauren Sanchez. John Fetterman running away with it right now. So if you want to go there, youtube.com/@WPC. His outfit was more inappropriate than...
Yeah.
I would agree.
Wait, let's... Now, who's... Uh-oh. Are you giving me the... gender breakdown of the vote?
No, I just know.
Like
I just know what the
that.
Votes.
Because all the guys are going to go, whoa, look at those. Whoa. Yeah.
And by the way, too, you know, everybody wants to have their eyes and their tongue fall out of their head because they see Lauren Sanchez. But, you know, when you're a tech guy like a Bezos and you got all that money, Lauren Sanchez, Friday night, Conchi.
Another unpopular opinion, I don't care. I despise... that the Zuckerbergs, the Bezos, those creeps were behind Trump on the, I despise that. It's like F all of you. Stop stop with the kissing the ring now. It's gross and disgusting. Hulk Hogan.
Speaking of, this is the best.
So he was on with Jesse Waters last night.
He's really killing the Hogan thing. He's had him on like four times.
Yeah, but this is hysterical.
In Washington, D.C., he discussed John Fetterman. And, you know, because there's big discussions right now on if John Fetterman is going to switch parties or not. He said he's not. Nobody thinks he's going to switch parties.
No shot.
This is what Hulk Hogan said about John Fetterman switching parties.
Block in America's future, man. I can't believe it.
We're actually hearing rumors, and I think you like this Democrat. Fetterman might actually switch parties, we're hearing. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's something that's been kicked around a little bit today.
Well, if Fetterman doesn't switch parties, I know some place called the WWE that he could be great at, brother, just as long as he keeps that hoodie on.
All right, this is where it happened. Hogan, Fetterman in the ring. Cage match.
Well, all I would say, brother, is what you gonna do when Hulk Hogan, Jesse Waters, Donald Trump, and all of America run wild on you?
Love you, Hulk, man.
It's like Mean Gene Okerlund all over again with the Hulkster. Right.
We gotta go. Hulkamania's running wild, baby.
By the way, Steve emails me, and he said the reason that the wives of the tech people were there is that they made a $1 million donation to the inauguration, and that came with, I think, 5 tickets.
My point is, she's not a wife.
But if it comes with 5 tickets, you can give it to whoever you
want. You can choose whoever you want.
Right? Doesn't necessarily have to be your wife or maybe your side piece.
No, I'm done with Hogan. I'm out on Hogan now. I've had my Hogan fill. I had him at the RNC. I had him at postal right before the election. Yeah. I've had him 5 times now in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like Homan. Just let's go.
All right. I'm going to do this now. I said at 6:07 this morning, I'm going to continue to say it. Dawn agrees with me. The shining star of the Trump campaign, I believe.
You got it.
Let me just say this. The Trump campaign, I think that he did a big part in winning Trump the election.
That's true with his buddy, who's the other whiz kid?
He's the one who told him to go on all of these podcasts.
Yeah, but there's the other guy. What's his little buddy? They have sleepovers together. What the hell's his name? What's Trump, Barron's little buddy? The social media dude.
Adam?
No. You sent him a Christmas card a couple weeks ago. What's his name?
Bo
Loudon.
Bo Loudon, yes. There you go.
There's no doubt that Bo Loudon and Barron Trump with the TikTok and the podcasts, they were absolutely factors in the Gen Z vote, for sure.
This is the reception that Barron got yesterday. I'm telling you, he's going to be... He's move over Eric, move over Don Jr., move over Ivanka. Ivanka's already moved over. Like, this guy will be a major player in the upcoming administration. I'm telling you that.
You're missing a Trump. You're missing a Trump. Nah, I'm going to tell you who's the bigger star. I'll wait till the clip.
All right, roll it.
Tall son named Barron. Has anyone ever heard of him?
There he is.
That's the wave.
He does the fight.
Yep.
The fist.
Yep.
The best is he does. Watch this. Watch this. Watch the ear move. Watch the ear move. Look. Oh. 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 He did the ear cup. The Hogan.
Yeah.
To keep chanting his name. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Knock yourself out. You can have it.
Look at Trump is thrilled. Look at Trump's face.
Yeah.
And then look at Melania's
face. Thank you.
It's amazing. Trump's like, oh, my God.
Trump is like, he's very popular.
He knew the youth vote. You know, we won the youth vote by 36 points. And he was saying, Dad, you got to go out and do this one and that one. And we did a lot of them. And he respects them all. He understood them very well. And he said, Dad, you got to go out, do Joe Rogan, do all these guys. And we did.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of dudes.
He doesn't really smile there. He sits there like, that's right, I'm the king, I told him.
It's amazing.
He gives off...
Another famous one. How about Kai?
So, Kai Trump is the bigger star. Now, you're going to say, no, she's a minor. No, that's Don Jr.'s son. It's not Donald Trump's son. You can't be a star if you don't want to be a star. If you're reluctant to embrace it, you won't be it. I don't get. And by the way, Donald Trump or Barron Trump is 18, so he's totally not off of limits. We could talk about him. I don't think he really wants to be a star. He gives off to me royal family, stiff as a board vibes. You saw that very stoic face, and
that's how he was raised.
Yeah, that's fine
to be. By his mom.
Yeah.
Like, his mom is like.
Now here comes the dog. The dog is going to defend him. Kai Trump, to me, is big on social media. Her YouTube golf channel is big. My rule of thumb with all of them is if they meddle in politics, it's fair game. If they're adults, it's fair game. If they're minors, leave it go. If they typically stay away from the politics, then you really shouldn't even bring them up at all anyway. But I don't really get the feeling that Barron wants to be celebrity, reality TV, president, politics. Maybe he wants to be in, the... the golf course designing business. Maybe he wants to own property. Maybe he wants to be like his dad from a business standpoint.
Road worry.
I don't think he's jumping at the bit to be a social media viral sensation. I really don't.
Road Warrior says, and just like that, Don, Eric, and Laura all became Tiffany.
Stop. And poof, they were gone.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Here's the thing.
Baron's the man.
Yeah, Baron's the man. Think about that moment, and this went viral as well. When, first of all, Baron has a commanding presence.
Think of what he can do, Nick. The age of 18. Oof, my God, he's just...
He turned to Joe Biden.
Slaying it.
Shook his hand. Stop.
Well, he's definitely going
to. Oh, dude, he's come on,
gonna,
man.
He's not going to be, struggling in that.
No. Just
but he,
beating it off with a stick.
He's 6'7", by the way. But he turned and shook hands with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. And
remember that?
People are wondering what he said to him, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't know what he said.
Because Joe Biden looked... Do we have that video? That's a good pull by you. Somebody sent us that earlier. And there is this weird exchange between Baron and Joe Biden. And Joe Biden looks kind of like what did he just say to me?
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe didn't know who it was.
Oh, he knew who it was. But he turned... That definitely went viral.
There's a community note on this, by the way. It says, this poses a joke that might be misinterpreted as a fact, therefore context is needed. In another angle, it shows that he was greeting Kamala and not directly talking to Biden. So it was a deep fake.
Okay.
So there you go.
But they did shake hands.
They did, yeah.
I've got to be honest. Has Baron ever given an interview publicly? I don't know that I've ever even heard him speak, to be completely honest.
That's a great question. I don't know. No. Yeah.
The only time we heard him, and I think at some point we played this, but it was when Trump was introing people, and you hear a little bit from Baron, but not much.
And to Melania's credit, kudos to her for keeping him out of the limelight, guarded, the whole bit. Her boy.
Just behind the scenes. By the way, EKZ says, Baron said, rest in peace.
nice.
All right. He's 6'7", man.
Yeah. Jesus, but he does have a commanding presence, and he has a way about him. And the way he does, when he did the ear thing, he stole a moment from his father.
Yep.
Not many people can pull that off.
That's true. That's true.
Two more, then we really need to break.
So he's 6'7", huh?
Yeah, 6'7".
Yeah, he could be in the WWE.
Hey, he's as tall as Borowski.
So there was talk yesterday about Melania's hat. Mm-hmm. Dawn, what did you think of the hat?
I think that her outfit in general, where she's...
The hat looked like the Hamburglar a little bit.
I looked up all the fashion stuff, but no, throughout the evening, because you plan... So she had this militaristic look.
Yeah.
And I think that's very different from the Jackie O comparisons of the powder blue outfit during the 2016 inaugural. And so I think this was a, hey, we're back, we're all business. It was an all business look. I also feel that it was interesting to me that the hat helped her hide her eyes. And I'm not sure.
Some are saying it looked like the Hamburglar or the Pizza Hut right there.
She looked amazing.
Trump made a joke about it, by the way. Roll it.
And then we went out to the helicopter just prior to this and said goodbye. And it's a custom. And the wind is blowing like crazy. And with the hat that she's wearing, she almost blew away. We almost lost our... She was being elevated off the ground. She almost blew away. No. So we all appreciate it because she's been a great first lady, a beautiful and a great first lady. And they love our first lady.
The Daily Beast has an article from the fashion designer that designed the hat. If anybody has a Daily Beast account, you can read it. It's behind a paywall. There's quotes as to what the look she was trying to achieve was. Yeah, but I'm not paying to read it.
It was, everybody reported that the coat was Adam Lips, a New York-based designer, and then the hat was Eric Javits.
Got it.
By the way, she paired them. Yeah. She had the black leather gloves, the blue suede pumps, But remember, she also went was at church. She and Ivanka both wore hats, which is traditional. And I think that Melania especially is somebody who's a traditionalist. But I also think that she wanted to show this almost militaristic, like, in business, we're all business, we're professional, we're here to work. Hmm. But then when you look at the evening gown that she wore, I mean, just an incredible contrast.
By the way, guys, Nick Dawn, with over 170 votes cast, more appropriate, the John Fetterman attire or the Lauren Sanchez attire? John Fetterman, 78%. So
more appropriate.
Yes.
That he's more appropriate.
I'm stunned.
No. I'm sorry. More inappropriate.
Oh,
more
okay.
inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
John Fetterman was more inappropriate than Lauren Sanchez with her giant boobs and her bra sticking out.
Right.
Yeah, there that was go. It. It was kind of I don't know what if it was a bustier.
Yeah.
But it just looked. It really did look like a bra. It was kind of strange.
Yeah, no complaints from me.
That's just it. I want to see the gender breakdown of the voters.
You want to look at the crosstabs.
Maybe more women can hop on YouTube. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD and vote and try and even this out a little bit. We have to break, guys.
All right. 855-839-1210. A big three on the other side. SD Palti, a.k.a. you know her better as Faux Kamala Harris, in exactly 15 minutes. Talk Radio 1210WPHD.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I'm telling you that, when do I get excited about anything? I'm not, I don't care one way or another, but I'm just saying that the dude is going to be a shining star in the upcoming administration.
MarPhilly99 says, I totally agree with you, Nick, about Barron. I don't think he is or will be a star. We haven't even heard him talk. He has no charisma, in my opinion, and seems to have the same deadpan look as his mother.
You know nothing.
Mar 2000, Dawn said, go away.
Half of the mystique around him is that we haven't heard him talk. So he's like Bond.
He's the international man of mystery, like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
All right, 9:23. Let's get caught up in the news before we get caught up on what Kamala might have consumed over the last couple of weeks. Time for a Dawn Stencil at Big 3 at 9:23.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9 this morning, and we do have breaking news as it's the swearing-in. Actually, the swearing-in ceremony just happened seconds ago with Marco Rubio is officially now the Secretary of State. So he's the first cabinet member to be, obviously, they voted him in unanimously, as we reported earlier. But that swearing-in ceremony by the Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, and Rubio there with his wife, his family, and a very proud moment for him.
99-0, right? That concerns me.
Oh, stop.
I'm a little worried about that.
So he did not vote for himself.
Oh.
Because you can.
You can. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You can, but most people don't.
All right. Well, he gets a point for that. So, I give him credit for that.
Let's give him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Give him credit for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, Jimmy Kelly, in our group chat, I don't know if you guys saw this, news of an Eagles cheerleader and her vow. Did you see this?
What?
Did she misspell Eagles too?
She did not misspell anything. However, we have a Philadelphia, the breaking news of this morning, allegedly, is that a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader has stunned the NFL by declaring she would go nude if the Eagles beat the LA Rams, sending fans into a frenzy.
Wait, what?
Where at? So and how do I watch?
look at how, boy, that just woke them up.
Wait, well, you go from Marco Rubio to a naked Eagles cheerleader. I mean, you know, natural reaction.
So I guess, I don't know, was this a bet? I don't know.
Wow.
But I guess everybody's looking now for the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Well, I don't know.
Look, if it happens on Sunday against the Commanders and you're stuck on the radio and maybe you're only able to get the feed courtesy of 94.1 WIP, you might hear something like this.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I don't have the picture for you. Not that we could show it anyway, but I just figured I would.
No. It can't be bad.
I would mention it for you. And, you know, locally, as city council and city hall, they are announcing plans of a flurry of meetings, if you will, as they're all talking about the executive orders. And as far as we are a sanctuary city, technically, in the city of Philadelphia. So what does that look like in contrast to a new president, a new day in America? They are planning all kinds of meetings to deal with, if you will, the new Trump administration and these executive orders that allow ICE to go in and, you know, take those, especially criminals who are illegals and not on a legal pathway.
Get ready for the theatrics.
Yeah.
As soon as it happens, the first time we get a crying mom, a crying grandchild, you know, somebody upset, a random citizen being a citizen journalist streaming it on their TikTok account, the mainstream media is going to jump all over it. Inhumane, I tell you. Necessary. How about that?
That's our big three.
There you go. Dawn Stensland, big three at 9:27. Grab a couple of calls before we get to Kamala Harris. This is interesting. We've got one person that agrees with Greg, and then we've got a MAFA, Make America Fashionable Again call. We'll start with Wild Bill Hickok in West Grove. He agrees with Greg Stocker. Hello, Wild Bill.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you got the Wild Bill part right. Really cool. If you saw the boy last night, he was standing alone, making the hand signs. He's like his father, man. He's not like the other two brothers. He's got a lot going for him, and I think he's got a lot of confidence.
I'm telling you, Nick, as somebody who loves wrestling, the WWE, as much as I do, and mm-hmm. loves the entertainment value of that, mm-hmm. he had that to a T yesterday with the thing at the ear, you know, throwing up the signs. I mean, like, he's, you know.
Yeah, but
that's all I'm saying.
I can't say that you're
politics aside. I don't care one way or another.
Yeah, but you got to be good on the mic. You got to be a good speaker. And I will give Don Jr. and Eric credit for that. They are great public speakers.
They're in their 40s. He's a teenager.
Oh, I know.
He's 18. And he has the gravitas. And you mentioned his cousin, Kai. But, I mean, he has the gravitas to stand before a huge crowd on national television with, what, you know, 100 million people plus, whatever. And he just stands there and does the whole ear thing and has...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Eric and, I mean, the Trump kids did not have that at that age.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to Nancy. She wants to talk Melania fashion.
Uh-oh.
Nancy, hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Nancy.
I'm exhausted from just watching all that Trump did yesterday.
I'm exhausted talking about it.
Day one.
Everyone's heard of MAGA, and people have heard of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. Mm-hmm. But I would like for Melania Trump and the Trump women to bring back MAFA, Make America Fashionable Again, because I'm sick and tired of watching people walk around in ripped, torn, shredded clothes like they're homeless bag ladies.
Yeah.
And walk around with their underwear as their outerwear.
Yeah, I agree. And guys like Fetterman with Carhartt hoodies and Umbro shorts, right? I mean, a little respect for the office, correct?
Totally disrespectful.
I agree. Look, and here's the thing. Keep in mind, Nancy, don't forget, when Fetterman was sworn in 2 years ago and he did the photo op with his wife, yeah, Giselle, and his kids, he had a suit on. Mm-hmm. So he has That's shown true. Us that he will wear the suit on occasions. And I think yesterday was an occasion that the suit is warranted.
By the way, to Nancy, I pay top dollar for ripped jeans, by the way.
You should see my daughter's doing the same thing.
You should see the amount of money I pay for ripped jeans.
No, I've never understood it.
Ivanka Trump, just in case you were wondering.
No, here we go.
In her Audrey Hepburn-style gown, it was Givenchy.
Givenchy.
Yeah, she's being replaced by Baron.
Givenchy, you don't say.
None of them are replaced. It's just that he's the baby. He's the new one. He's the teen.
Trump has favorites. There's no question in my mind he has favorites, as well he should, because every mother and father should have favorites.
Yeah.
And Baron has overtaken Ivanka as the favorite. I mean, there's no question in my mind. Thank you.
Family power.
He helped him win an election. Ivanka sat there on her duff and did nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Thank you.
Right. Not a fan of those who sit on their duff.
We have to break.
All right, come
I see Kamala in the on deck circle.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, yes, Kamala Harris. Will she join Kale and Company next?
Yeah.
Stay there.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Former vice president, I should say, I got to ask you, I have been worried sick about you for the last 3 months. Michelle is protecting her peace. Nancy and AOC didn't show up. At least you showed up yesterday. But, dear, how have you been processing things 10, 11 weeks later?
I'm going to tell you like this. They haven't been treating me very nice. Now, when I first lost the election, I came home and you would think that, Donald Trump, he would, go easy on me. I came home and I had this package from him. It's called Winners Aren't Losers. And yesterday after the inauguration, I got Winners Still Aren't Losers. How do you think I'm doing, Toe?
Well, I would say thoughts and prayers, but I'm not sure that it's going to actually work for you right now, dear. But on a serious note, as you exit and you no longer have to work with the guy that, you and Nance and Chuck and Barack subverted democracy for, what are your real feelings towards Joe Biden and his wife, Jill Biden?
Let me tell you something. That bitch, all right?
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Jill is just out of control. I was there for that woman. She wanted nothing to do with Joseph, his daily diaper changes, his medication regimen. I did all of that. I wasn't his wife. And, Joe didn't pardon me. So clearly there are some feelings on both sides here. All right, I feel very burdened. I've been trying to unburden what has been for the past 4 years. And now, I'm starting to feel burdened. I had a whole plan, but, Gavin Newsom burned California down. I don't even know what I'm going to do. Dougie's looking at some places in New York. I might pull a Hillary, move there. But, Joe and Jill, they're just backstabbers. They're backstabbers. Even Fauci got pardoned. He created a whole genocide on the American public and the world. What did I do that was so bad? I opened the border. Big whoop. But,
Big whoop.
Jill and Joe, I'm not a fan. We got into a little bit of a scuffle at Jimmy Carter's funeral. And, they can just die at this point.
She's unplugged,
Kamala Harris. Today, wow!
I'm not unplugged. It's 9 a.m. What did you think was going to happen?
The bottle
got a big crystal.
This is my decanter. That's why I went yesterday. They said I can't take any of the decanters out. unless I go to the inauguration. So this was the trade-off. Everyone else, you know, everyone else, they got their priorities, but this is the good stuff.
Final one, because we certainly care about what your political future looks like. I know L.A. dealing with the wildfires, but Karen Bass, mayor of L.A., she's under fire. You mentioned Gavin, he burned the whole state down. Any political aspirations in your home state, perhaps in 2026 or 2028?
You know, at this point, I applied to be a meter maid and I got rejected. So everything is up in the air. I mean, nobody wants to work with me. I don't know why. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that I can't recover that $20 million. But, you know, they just give me the opportunity. You know, I will not go quietly into the night. So y'all will be seeing a lot more from me.
Okay.
Y'all will be seeing me. I clearly can't read the room. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris, woo! A.K.A. Esty. She is the best. I would encourage all of you, if you love the greatest Kamala Harris impression, as well as some great political takes, follow her on X. She is at MommyRN, as in registered nurse, MommyRN88. And she is a hoot, and she does a lot of great stuff with Sean Farish. Thank you so much, Esty. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys.
You are welcome.
Love there you, Esty. Thank you.
Man, oh, she pulled the out best. The bottle. She had amazing props. We're going to have to compare her props to Sean Farish's props. He's got the glasses and the word salad fork.
Great conservative mom.
Yeah, there she goes. All right.
Should we do a couple more cuts before we have to hand things over to Dawn?
Let's do it.
Let's do this, shall we? Bye.
What's on the cut sheet?
I do. So David Muir. So, like, it was interesting to me during the inauguration because they brought in all the big guns, as like we did here. You know, all the big guns were doing it. Dawn did a fantastic job doing live coverage yesterday. In case you missed it, go back on the Odyssey app and listen to it. Just fantastic. It's not easy, right?
No.
Doing that is not easy, right?
No.
No, because, you know, it's funny because I always think of the debrief and I think... Maybe I should have just been your live reporter, like, I mean, just monitoring the coverage, even doing crowd stuff.
Yeah.
So that we're monitoring a live feed the whole time. You know, we can Monday morning quarterback.
We'll do that in 4 years.
Right?
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to sell the remote.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there's not a huge storm.
Yeah. So all of the, thank you for everybody coming out yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, if you were there yesterday, or if you just want to see the fun and frivolity, all the pictures are on the Facebook page, facebook.com/@1210WPHT or 1210WPHT. I don't know. You can find it. Just make sure to like the page while you're there. It's also on our Instagram, 1210WPHT. Okay. So David Muir, ABC brought in David Muir to kind of do coverage, and his liberal side came out yesterday when he says that Trump doesn't really have a mandate to govern. This is cut 14, Phil.
I know it's a point, Mark Updegrove, that it's not lost on you either. You know, so much is made about Donald Trump and the mandate, even though from a popular vote standpoint, it was a relatively close election. He won the Electoral College, no question. Mandate there, if you will. Does have the Congress, though very slim margins of the House and Senate. It'll still be quite a feat to get things passed, particularly when you're plucking members of the House to serve in your cabinet. Very slim margins there for the Speaker of the House. But as Terry points out, it's not just that the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House, or are about to. It's the fact that the Supreme Court has given Donald Trump, whoever the next incoming president was, but now it's Donald Trump, significant power and protection now to do what they want.
There's so many things that make Trump 47 different from Trump 45, David, and that's one of them. The broader powers of immunity that he has based on the verdict in the Supreme Court. Plus, as you said earlier, he has the fealty of his party. The party had resisted Donald Trump in 2016.
That's the problem. Can I just say one thing? Mm-hmm. That's the problem when you take dummy anchor puppet heads who don't know how to
talk about politics
or talk, give them an open mic and let them talk.
Yeah.
The beauty about Dawn Stensland is that she's not that. She can commentate with the best of them. Mm-hmm. And you know, like they're not on script or teleprompter.
Oh, they're terrible.
Excuse me, I'm getting all emotional. When they're terrible.
Yeah, they're terrible. Well, and here's the thing, too. With winning elections comes power. So when Joe was president, he could put Ketanji Brown Jackson on the Supreme Court. When Trump was president, he could pack SCOTUS with conservative justices. When you win the House, you win the Senate, you have all the chambers, you have all the power. Like this is some evil thing that you swept and ran the table. No, not at all. And as far as, you know, the ability to govern and get things accomplished, he's looking at it short term. It's not like this is, you know, going to be the permanent way of whatever moving forward long term. If MAGA and Republicans and Trump-backed people don't deliver, they will be voted out in 2026 or 2028. So it's not like you can just put your feet up with this. He doesn't have a mandate. And by the way, I never want to hear that word again either. I am done with mandates. That was the previous administration.
All right, I got a break.
All right. We'll come back, find out what occurred today in music history. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? A very special guest coming up at 10:30 today.
Yeah.
And she will tell you about that coming up next. Stay right there.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything, right? For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has been building a reputation for transforming kitchens with such professionalism, precision, and care. From the custom cabinets to the countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions, Kitchen Magic, local company, and they get the job done and fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have been relying on for decades, Kitchen Magic. So get your free in-home consultation. Do this. Go to kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Without further ado, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history.
January 21st, we celebrate the birthdays of Chris Kilmore from Incubus, Rob Brill from Berlin, and Billy Ocean, who's now 75. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Richie Havens and DJ Wolfman Jack. We also lost John Sykes from Whitesnake, Thin Lizzy, and Blue Murder yesterday, as well as Lamar Williams from the Allman Brothers in 1983. Singles include Sweet Dreams Are Made of This by the Eurythmics in 83. Albums include 1916 by Motorhead in 91, Bon Jovi's debut in 84, Thunder in the East by Loudness in 85, so good, and Animals by Pink Floyd in 1977. Don't laugh, Greg, it was so good. Okay. Also in 68, Jimi Hendrix recorded his version of All Along the Watchtower. In 79, Leonard Skinner reunited for the first time since the plane crash in 77 that killed three band members. In 84, Odor of a Lonely Heart by Yes hits number one. In 2022, Elton John's Rocket Man is certified double platinum. In 2005, Journey gets a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2004, the Metallica documentary Some Kind of Monster premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. And in 65, the Animals are forced to cancel a show at the Apollo Theater in New York after U.S. immigration officials forced the group to leave the country. But lastly, on this day in 82, B.B. King donated his entire collection of over 20,000 discs to Mississippi University's Center for the Study of Southern Culture. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Longquist. By the way, coming tomorrow, a very special edition of Today in Music History, and I might just be handing out some awards to some of our YouTubers. That happens tomorrow.
He's teasing things now. He's giving out awards.
The Almquist Awards.
Yeah, how about that? And by the way, speaking of the immigration official that you talked about there forcing him to leave the country, it was not Alejandro Mayorkas.
No, it was not.
It was not, because we know he doesn't do that.
By the way, I gave him this, you know, Today in Music History. He asked to do it. We did it. And he's just taken it and run with it.
Yeah.
And congratulations, dude. You've done a great job.
There you go. Thank you. Nice work, Philip. All right, Dawn Show in exactly 6 minutes.
Let's get the winner first.
Oh, we do have one.
Winner,
okay.
Winner, winner.
Let's go Sarah in Westchester.
Sorry.
Did we get her?
Yeah,
yep. Yeah. Sarah, what movie did we
do? Air Force One.
Yeah. Air Force One. Congratulations. Woo-hoo! You've got the tickets for January 31st at the Zlock. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You enjoy it. And now we find out what Dawn has lined up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, so we'll go through it as far as what Trump did last night and the effect on all of us in the country with the executive orders, as well as the latest on that. Elise Stefanik, I know her confirmation hearings are about to begin. Expect some fireworks. So we'll have that live coverage for you. And really, we saw Trump talking yesterday And we talked about this as well on Kale and Company live from the Newtown Athletic Club. What an honor for all of us. But we talked about Trump putting God back in the appropriate place and having different ministers from all walks of life, all religions basically represented as faith back in the White House and that sort of thing. So one of those pastors who we heard pray so passionately, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, he's going to join me at 10:30.
Oh, is he the one that did the Martin Luther King stuff? Awesome.
So we'll talk about, you know, it was Martin Luther King Day. This was an historic day to have a president inaugurated. And you think about all of that, you don't hear the media talking about that, do you?
Because no, of course not.
It was a great look, and it was just sincere. But we'll go through it with him, a great interview with him. But we have so much live and local. We'll take you through all of the latest and bring you the local angles on what this means for us, including the angle of TikTok. So you'll hear what Trump said about TikTok, but how that affects us in Philadelphia as well as Pennsylvania. And, of course, all the immigration. But you will hear from two Pennsylvania men, brothers, who are free from prison. You'll hear from them as well, as they were among the 1,500-plus who received their freedom papers, as Trump called them, hostages, no more J6ers. You'll hear from the brothers.
All right. The Dawn Show is coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. Don't forget tomorrow on Wednesday, Tony Bruno at 8:30. And I'm going to go home and play with my Trump bobblehead. As John Fetterman would say, in a sweatshirt and shorts.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.